Here's a check on stores we're following for you this morning on Robinhood Radio. Dan Henry's Tri-State Forecast calls for a mix of sunshine and clouds, dry today, mid-60s. We'll get the full details in just a few minutes. Early voting is on the ballot again in Connecticut. Once again, after 8 years after voters rejected amending the state's constitution to permit voting before Election Day, advocates of early voting hope attitudes have shifted in the intervening years as early voting has become more widespread nationally since the first attempt in Connecticut failed on a close 52-48% vote. While support is not universal in Connecticut, there is no organized opposition to the early voting amendment that has emerged yet. Supporters recall outside groups, though, opposed to early voting intervened late in the 2014 election. In Great Barrington, Housatonic drinking water continues to deeply concern residents. Regulators last week imposed new rules and a timeline for controlling cancer-causing chemicals and preventing another spike in those levels. Standards are calling for a new level of enforcement with regard to HAA5, which poses a long-term exposure risk. The levels have breached DEP safety levels in August before falling. Thus, a constant order from the agency that was effected on October 4th. The order puts the waterworks on a 45-day timeline to lower its water tank levels to reduce water age, then evaluate whether that causes reduction in HAA5 levels. It'll also have within 150 days to produce a slew of reports by an engineer that include ways of preventing problems in the future and expensive details like cost estimates. In the order, the DEP also questions the effectiveness of a green sand filtration system in removing HAA5. Well, Salisbury Bank has announced the 2022 graduates of their Leadership Development Program. Five recent graduates of the program. The program was launched in 2019, providing opportunities for bank personnel to develop leadership skills designed to enhance their performance potential and provide them with an opportunity to apply leadership skills in a practical working environment. The class of 2022 graduates are Ryan Diamond, Vice President, Commercial Credit Manager, Aidan Gilligan, Vice President, Commercial Lending Officer, Kirsten Higgins, Assistant Vice President, Trust Operations Supervisor, Michael Jordan, Vice President, Information Technology Security and Service Solutions Manager, and Gene Staff, Vice President, Wealth Manager and Trust Administrative Coordinator. Well, Sharon Playhouse has announced that Elf Jr. is the 2022 Youth Holiday Show at the Playhouse. Young people ages 10 through 18 will be eligible to audition for the production. The cast will likely be between 15 and 20 people. It's possible that not all individuals who audition will be cast. There will be no tuition for those who are cast in the production. For more information on how to sign up or for auditions and what to prepare for, on the web, sharonplayhouse.org/auditions. The Dutchess County Office for the Aging is in immediate need of volunteer drivers for their home-delivered meals program. Now, if you can help out or to learn more, call them at 845-486-2555 or email ofa@duchessnewyork.gov. Some meetings coming up this week in town meetings in our area. In Sharon, the Board of Education has a meeting set for tonight at 7. Tomorrow at 3 p.m., the Sharon Green Committee. In Salisbury tomorrow, 5 p.m., Zoning Board of Appeals, 6:30 Inland Wetlands, and 7:30 Salisbury Rec. In North Canaan, the Planning and Zoning has their monthly meeting tomorrow at 7. The Board of Finance on Wednesday at 7:30. In Falls Village, the Recreation Commission meets Wednesday at 7 p.m. In Cornwall tomorrow, 5 p.m. via Zoom, Wastewater Committee. Also on the 12th from 11 till 5, Flu and COVID Clinic in Cornwall, ages 12 plus, COVID, age flu 18 plus, no appointment needed, first come, first serve. Contact Jean if more information is needed. Tomorrow in Kent, the Sewer Commission has their regular meeting at 4 p.m. Also tomorrow, the Housatonic River Commission has their regular meeting set for 7:30. Conservation Commission in Kent meets October 12th at 7 p.m. Planning and Zoning Commission has their regular meeting October 13th at 7 p.m. In Amenia, a special town board meeting is being held today at Town Hall. First floor meeting room starting at 5:30. Village of Millerton has their workshop meeting at 6 p.m. tomorrow. In Northeast, the Planning Board meets Wednesday at 7:30. Hillsdale, the town of Hillsdale's budget workshops will be October 12th, 13th, and 17th at 6 p.m. The Fall Bird Tour at the Sharon Audubon happens October 15th from 7 7 to 8:30. You can join them with Bethany Schiffner and George Wallace. More information and registration at sharon.audubon.org/events. October 15th from 9:30 to 12 noon, the National Iron Bank has a celebration in Cornwall Village. The branch of the National Iron Bank will be selling 175 years of banking local at the Co-op Farm October 15th from 9:30 to noon. Manager of the branch, Ronald Goldstein, will be hosting lawn games and awarding prizes. The Run and WAG 5K will benefit the animal shelter in Cornwall. The 9th annual Run and WAG 5K benefits the Little Guild Animal Shelter. Takes place on the town green on Saturday. The premier dog-human race begins at noon with a course through historic Cornwall Village and out along the scenic Cornwall Valley. Runners will compete in the following categories: adult male, adult female, youth female, dog and adult male team, dog and adult female team, dog and youth male team, and dog and youth female team. The youth division is age 17 and below. It'll be featuring music by Mike Cobb and friends, food from the Marikai Food Truck of Litchfield, ice cream from Ben & Jerry's, Norbrook Farm Brewery, which specializes in farm-style beers. Ales and lagers will be serving its craft beer at the Cornwall Library parking area. Richard Schlesinger, the devoted longtime supporter of the Little Guild, emceeing the event. He's, of course, an Emmy Award-winning news correspondent, known for his extensive work on 48 Hours and the CBS Sunday Morning. Little Guild, by the way, is a 501c3 not-for-profit. Hotchkiss Philharmonic season has their opening and fine arts quartet performance. It kicks off at the Hotchkiss School on Saturday, October 15th at 7:30. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. They have a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 29,296.79. The NASDAQ at 10,652.41. And the S&P 500 at 3639.66. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.